What's cracking, big dose? Welcome back to the channel. We've got some breaking, like animal soul sort of breaking news. Will Fuller, wide receiver extraordinaire of the Houston Texans, has been suspended for 6 games for violating substance abuse policy. 6 games, do the math. We're about to be in week 13, 14, 15, 16, 17. Ooh, I wonder if that carries over into next year. Could affect his stonks going into 2021 drafts. Yeah, I'm assuming it will be, unless they make the playoffs. I'm not sure if that counts for the regular season. I'll stop mumbling. Huge impact for fantasy, of course, because Will Fuller has been a fucking phenom this year. I have him in E-Town Get Down. He's coming off this monster game on Thanksgiving. He was a legitimate wide receiver one in fantasy, every sense of the word. Okay? 11 games so far this year, 75 targets, 53 catches, 879 yards, 8 touchdowns. And that is with a game in there with a fucking donut, because he was basically a decoy. So his per game numbers would have been phenomenal this year. Clear cut wide receiver one, big hit to a lot of fantasy teams. What are we doing here now? What are we doing? Do we hit the waiver wire? Here's the problem. Kenny Stills is no longer on the team. Randall Cobb is on the IR with turf toe. Maybe worth picking up. Brandon Cooks clearly becomes a top target in this offense. Brandon Cooks has been something of a revelation since we got Uncle Bill O'Brien out of the picture here for Houston. 5 for 85 week 12. 4 for 85 week 11. Down game, 6 for 39 week 10. Week 9, 3 for 83 in a touchdown, 7 for 60 before that, 9 for 68 in a touchdown before that, 8 for 161 in a touchdown before that. He's been very good. Been very good over the last 2 months, over his last 6-7 games. He becomes the one there. This is going to impact the entire offense. Sean Watson has been playing fucking lights out as well. This is going to hurt him. Like, those 40-yard touchdowns that pad his stats by, you know, 6, 7, 8 points or whatever, that's giving him those ceiling things, are not going to come as easy. Defenses have no one else to worry about on the passing side of the ball besides Brandon Cooks now. So is it worth grabbing Kiki QT? Admittedly, he was a prospect I really liked coming out of school, and he was a guy who played really well in his rookie year for a really small sample size. But ever since then, he has done nothing but disappoint. So if you're going to go out there and get cute and grab Kiki QT, I think you could spend your money better elsewhere. Here's the thing with QT. It's like you need to first see it on the field in order to feel comfortable. He's had chance, like week 11. He got on the field, he was playing. 4 targets, 2 catches, 10 yards. Got into the end zone. That's the only reason why he's even on the radar right now. Last week, he got another chance. 3 catches, 2 receptions, 17 yards. So he's played in 3 games this year. His yardage totals have been 11, 10, and 17. KQT, explosive player, fun guy, good athletics, could be the slot guy, but not anything I'm getting more excited. He's like literally like a wide receiver 5-6 in the rankings. He's going to be going forward. Where I think this kind of gets interesting is maybe the tight end position, and we also have to see what happens with David Johnson now. Do they work in Duke and David Johnson more into the slot, into the receiving roles? Because David Johnson, 3 games, going to miss because of the concussion. I believe he's been out for, how many games has he missed already? I think he's missed 2 or 3, so he's got to be returning soon. Maybe they shut him down for the year, because if it's a serious enough concussion to keep you out for 3 games, it might keep you out for the rest of the year. We'll have to take notes on that, but I think this will be an increase for Duke Johnson if David Johnson continues to miss time. So we have Randall Cobb again, IR. We have Kenny Stills not on the team anymore. Will Fuller out for 6 games. So we look at the tight end picture, and it's Darren Fells, it's Jordan Akins, Kahale Warren not playing.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Nothing exciting here. That's the problem. It's like we've been doing this dance for 3 fucking years. And at some point, you've got to move over. It's like me. You got to move from the Millie Rock onto something new. Like, I don't want to do it. But listen, you can't keep fucking trying to make Darren Fells a thing. Darren Fells has had his good games. He got hot for a little bit in the middle of the year. Weeks 5-6, he goes 2 for 57 and a touchdown. Then 6 for 85 and a touchdown. Then he puts up a zero. As soon as you want to start, they're like the Nyheim Hineses. They're like the James Whites. They're like these players. They're like pass catching backs on the tight end spectrum. As soon as he has those two big games, right? He has one big game, you go, I'm not going to be fooled by that. He has a second big game, then all of a sudden you go, yes, like that's the fucking guy I want in my lineup at my tight end spot. Put him in, fucking 0-0-0-0-0 across the board. Then you never trust him again. And he's been putting up fucking duds for the last 3 weeks as well. So to be honest with you, there's not a lot of fantasy impact to take away from this. I guess if you want to do a speculative ad on Darren Fells, you want to do a speculative ad on QT, that's fine. I do like this kid. He's like their wide receiver 5, and he's gotten like no play time this year. But he was someone I was intrigued by in the prospect process coming into this year. His name's Isaiah Coulter, Coulter. 5th-round pick out of Rhode Island, 22 years old. But his athletics, I'm going to throw these up on the screen for you from playerprofiler.com, and all of these athletics on playerprofiler.com are completely free for y'all to check out. So I would do so. They also put like cornerback wide receiver matchups weekly for free, playerprofiler.com. So this is his profile, 4.45, 40-yard dash, 76 percentile speed score. So he can contribute in the slot if they need him to, and he can get onto the field a little bit. But again, like very, very speculative. We're fucking reaching over here for guys just because we want something to happen. I think what's realistically going to happen is just passing offense is going to take a big step bite. Okay? That's what's really going to happen. It's the outcomes for this are realistically stonks up for Brandon Cooks, but I don't see him. I mean, he's not taking over that Will Fuller role. Like, he's not going to be catching monster passes down the field and being like the main deep threat. I do think it's a little bit of a boost up because his volume is probably a floor of like 9 to 10 targets going forward. So Cooks stonks up. Anyone who had Will Fuller, like RIP, fucking stinks. Anyone who has Deshaun Watson, I think he'll still be fine, obviously, for fantasy. He's been so good. He'll get it done on the ground. Doesn't really matter. Speculative ads, I guess, would be Kiki QT, would be Darren Fells. In dynasty leagues, I think it's worth looking at Isaiah Coulter. Duke Johnson should see a little bit more involvement in the passing game. But other than that, it's not a situation where someone else steps in and it's going to be fucking lights up, lights out. I'm out. All right? That is my shitty analysis on Will Fuller and the situation in Houston. Just wanted to get some breaking news out for y'all. If you want to see where Brandon Cooks ends up in the lineups or in my rankings, we do rest of season rankings, which y'all can find on Patreon, patreon.com/BDGE. Y'all know the word. Rest of season rankings, my weekly rankings, dynasty rankings, Q&A live streams, all the good shit found on patreon.com/BDGE. I will drop the video tomorrow on risers and fallers for rest of season, running backs, wide receivers, all the good shit. Make sure you're following us on the socials listed right there. I'm out. I love you. Enjoy Monday Night Football. Can enjoy Tuesday Night Football. We might enjoy Wednesday Night Football and then Thursday Night Football. I'm not against having football every fucking night. I'm not against it. Tuesday Night Football, greater sign. Wednesday Night, Thursday Night Football. Actually, fuck a Wednesday Night Football. Maybe one day off to separate our minds from the beginning of the week till the end of the week. I'm about to go separate my mind with a margarita because it's the beginning of the week and we always start our beginnings of the weeks off with margaritas, okay? That's it. I'm out. I love you. Hit the thumbs up if you enjoyed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic. So now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.